Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm pleased to be attending this conference on behalf of the British Government and would like to take this opportunity to thank the High Commissioner and the agency for their huge commitment to providing international protection and humanitarian assistance to refugees and internally displaced people, while also working hard to find durable solutions to their situations. I'd like to express the UK's sincere thanks for the agency's assistance to the UK's Syrian Refugee Resettlement Programme. We especially appreciated the way the organisation was able to mobilise quickly in helping us meet the initial target of 1,000 refugees by this Christmas, and we know we can count on the UNHCR in helping us reach our longer-term target of 20,000 refugees resettled in the UK over the coming Parliament. The UK is one of UNHCR's largest donors and provides a considerable amount of core unearmarked funding, as well as bilateral funding to crises in specific countries. Our core unearmarked funding allows UNHCR to respond quickly to new or forgotten crises, whereas our multi-year commitments provide increased predictability and support better planning. We strongly encourage the efforts of others to move in this direction and to align their funding with practice outlined in the Good Humanitarian Donorship Initiative. The UK is increasingly seeking to link its development and humanitarian funding where there are protracted crises and refugees. We think this is a vital move when so many situations see refugees or other displaced peoples stranded in limbo for many years. The World Humanitarian Summit is a key opportunity to consider the changes in funding and direction needed to improve the situation for millions of such people. We look forward to the findings of the Secretary General's high-level panel on humanitarian financing in this respect. Faced with the prospect of living for years in the midst of conflict or in a camp, people are choosing to risk incredibly dangerous journeys in search of safety and the opportunity to make a living. The impact of more refugees making this choice has been felt this year by Europe, and UNHCR has responded swiftly, providing humanitarian assistance, supporting the establishment of reception facilities, and safeguarding vulnerable people. The UK believes that our own help is best concentrated on providing substantial humanitarian aid in the regions where the displacement is first occurring. Through such aid, we are already helping hundreds of thousands of refugees get food, water, medical care, and essential supplies. We're one of the biggest donors in this respect and have so far committed $1.6 billion to the broad Syria crisis response alone. We will not be making a pledge at this conference, but we continue to view the UNHCR as being at the forefront of the international community's efforts to help protect the rights of some of the world's most vulnerable people. On behalf of the UK, I express our sincere gratitude and appreciation for all the efforts of the agency and condolences on the tragic events in Mogadishu yesterday. Thank you, Chair.